You are listening to Water Online Radio, broadcasting from AWWA ACE 2013, live in Denver, Colorado. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water industry professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, good afternoon from Denver. This is day two of AWWA ACE 13 and Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, finally we got a lady in the house.
I know, it is about time.
Have we had an interview with a lady?
This is a first. This is a first.
Thank goodness, gosh.
No, we're going to talk about technology that's kind of like airplanes. I mean, I know they go up in the air, but I don't believe it. And this topic is kind of in that category.
It is a fascinating conversation. I agree with you. We're joined this afternoon by Jackie Lemmerhurt. She is a Vice President of Software with Mueller Systems. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks so much for joining us, Jackie. Before we get into this conversation, take a quick second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've grown up in the utility industry. I've been in the industry for over 25 years and with Mueller Systems for about 3 years.
Mueller Systems. Give us a 10,000-foot view of Mueller. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Mueller Systems is a smart metering provider to municipal utilities. We offer AMR, AMI products using a mesh network.
Okay. Now, I talked about jets can't get off the ground, and yet I see them do it. This whole notion of automated leak detection. I mean, I know it works, and I know it's possible, but tell us how. Give us a little insight into the
whole thing. What we're working on is really very interesting and quite different than others in the marketplace. We're moving away from the typical lift and shift leak detection model and moving to a continuous leak monitoring by using our fire hydrants. The fire hydrants at the municipal, we have built a logger board that listens to the water through the pipes just below the hydrants. And we monitor adjacent hydrants and listen to the acoustic sound and look for variations in that sound and determine that there's a leak when we see a variation. That's a continuous process, and we monitor it from a host site. The data comes through our AMI RF network, and it's there every day for the utility user to look at and see if there's a leak on its system.
Todd, you're right. It's absolutely fascinating. Now, someone could sit down here and tell me all about lift and shift, and I would be probably impressed with it, but this continuous sounds fascinating. What's the difference? I mean, what's the benefit to someone having a continuous monitoring versus lift and shift?
Well, lift and shift is only a temporary measurement, and you put it in the ground, listen for the sound for a period of time. It could be a day, a week, and then you move it to another location. And it could happen that a leak occurs the day that you move it. With a continuous system, we have a very low-cost logger device that fits right on top of the hydrant cap that never has to be removed, and you never have the chance of missing a leak because it's always in place and it's always monitoring.
Now, Jackie, I'm listening and thinking about our conversation so far. We've talked about lots of different things already. We haven't talked about software at all, and yet now I'm looking at your title again. What the heck does software have? I mean, I know software has a lot to do with it. Give us a little insight into that.
Well, I like to say software is the key to the whole solution.
Absolutely.
But because we're monitoring the data on a continuous basis, and the data is being delivered every day through our network to a server, a host server, it's the software that does all that processing and identifies the areas with leak and presents that to the utility user, so they can then go and take action on that leak. So it's really, the software is the view into the entire network.
So ACE 13 is an important event where you're going to be unveiling a lot of this. Talk about what you're going to be doing here.
Well, if you come to our Mueller Systems and Mueller Water Products booth, you can see a demonstration of the software. You can see the hydrant cap and what that looks like and how we package the logger board right inside that hydrant cap. And we're happy to talk to you about it. And we can also talk to another sister company called Echologics that is doing a lot of research in the area of acoustic leak detection. And we're capitalizing and working with them on all of their research to continually enhance our product.
Now, Jackie, I got to tell you, I love technology, I love software, I love networks, all that stuff's great. Blow away all the smoke at the end of the day. If I'm a utility manager, I care about the money.
You do, because right now you're probably replacing pipe that you don't even know for sure has a leak. And you probably have some capital programs every year that you're putting toward replacing pipe when you don't have the 100% assurance that you really need to do that. So rather than taking that capital and replacing pipe without having that confidence that you really know what's going on underground, you can do this sort of monitoring and identify those areas of the system where you really need to do that pipe replacement and really spend your capital dollars much more effectively.
Do you have a feel for what kind of impact that might have?
You know, it depends on the size of the utility and how much they spend on pipe replacement, but this is in the millions of dollars. Easily in the millions of dollars.
Millions of dollars, yeah. John. Do you hear that?
Millions of dollars. That's amazing. Jackie, this is fascinating technology and the innovation that you're hearing about. And this the idea, I'm still getting my head wrapped around this shift from lift and shift to continuous. It's just really, really intriguing stuff. But what's possible next? What's coming down the road in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, you know, being part of the Mueller Water Products family and Mueller company, where we develop pressure sensors and valves, we're trying to make all of those products intelligent by doing pressure monitoring, sensing when a valve needs to be turned on or turned off. So we're adding all of that intelligence to the water infrastructure to really make the smart water infrastructure.
Yeah, now, smart water, there's something just popped into my head that I wanted to ask you about, since you're the software lady. How much of this data and analysis are you seeing the end consumer using, I mean the individual homeowner?
Well, on the leaks themselves, nothing, but with our AMI product, we offer the ability for a meter and the node attached to the meter to detect high flow, low flow, reverse flow, back flow, and those are absolutely presented to the consumer. So the utility can then pass on that information to the consumer. The consumer can set a request to receive that information via email or text message on a regular basis. So we can preempt any problems that a consumer might have in their own property.
Gotcha. Mm.
Jackie, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Mueller Systems?
Well, you can come to our Mueller Systems booth today and for the rest of the show, or you can come to our Mueller Water Products website.
Outstanding. Jackie Lemmerhurt, Vice President of Software with Mueller Systems. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. That wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Jackie Lemmerhurt, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, I'm Todd Schnick. Stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio, we'll be right back.